It's August 25th, 2017. I'm Ryan Cortez. This is Full Screen Ahead. Full Screen Ahead is a show about Apple-related technology and how it affects everyday people going forward. Today, I was going to talk a little bit about the evidence of retail becoming more of an experience rather than a place that you can purchase an item. And I was going to talk about Apple trying to get developers into their ecosystem. Let's get started. So first off, Apple is partnering with Disney to create an AR experience inside of their retail stores. You'll be able to download an app, and then there's a treasure hunt to find different Star Wars characters throughout the store. This is just another sign that Apple is leading the way in how retail is going to be shaped going forward. Retail is about creating a great experience for your customer that adds value to the products that you are selling. Another concrete example is Whole Foods. I have a lot of Whole Foods around me because I live here in Austin where it started. And Whole Foods tends to have things like cooking classes, or there's an oyster bar inside of the grocery store. They do a great job at sharing things in terms of curation. A lot of grocery stores will have seasonal sales, but Whole Foods, it feels like these are more recommendations rather than trying to push a certain brand. Whole Foods offers catering, counseling, it has music events inside of its store. These are all based on making the store part of the community, which is a natural fit for a grocery store since everybody in the community visits that grocery store. Another example of this is Square is opening up its first store inside of New York. Square is a company best known for its card reader that's attached to smartphones, making it to where any person can take in money from a credit card. They then expanded to have larger kiosks and registers that could be sold to small businesses. To showcase and service these devices, they created this retail store experience, and I think it will work out really well for them. There's probably a lot of New York businesses that are still using old registers that could be using a nicer, cheaper, newer register from Square. Apple announced that it was partnering with 30 community colleges in the US to promote its app development curriculum. They released this curriculum not too long ago, and it's a free way to understand how to make iPhone and iPad apps. To further promote this program, Tim Cook is visiting Austin Community Colleges this week. Seems like a great program. The curriculum is free if you wanted to look it up. It is Swift App Development. If you ever wanted to be a developer, you just simply have to reach out and grab it. The tools are there. That's all I've got for you today. If you had any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. I am @RyanCortez. Other than that, hope you have a great day.